the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I think we have yet to reap the so-called benefits of the acid generation.
Love's lost years, little broken statues falling down. Deep holes like children's faces, floating vast haunted places. Who do I trust when she's not around? And in my mind lives a forest. I can feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown? My world is just endless halls, more cells and locks and grey walls. How many hours have I cried? I have nothing to believe, and yet I'm where can I hide? And in my mind lives a forest. I can feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown? Soft silent voices I hear, so distant and yet so near. Empty words sit in rhyme. And all the clocks with no hands lead nothing to understand. In a world with no time, and in my mind lives a forest. Feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown?
Well, hi again, fans of the greatest 60s underground music. I'm Phil Gray. You with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This is episode 508. And this week, we're digging into psych of all types. Pop psych, proto psych, global psych. Heck, it's all just psychedelic rock. And I've got a bunch of tracks not played for quite a while here on Retrospect, and a whole pile of tracks never played on Retrospect. So stay tuned. Some really cool stuff. Got underway with a band called The Rainy Days, Days with a Z. Psychedelic pop group out of Denver, Colorado, formed 1965. Started as a covers band, mainly playing frat parties. Had a local TV appearance which caught the attention of Phil Spector. There's a mixed blessing. Led to a management contract and the release of an album called That Acapulco Gold. Made it to number 70 in the Billboard Hot 100. But the song was pulled once it realized that it had pro-marijuana messaging. I started the show with a track called In My Mind Lives a Forest. That was the B-side of That Acapulco Gold when it was originally released on Chicory, also released on a label called Uni, The Rainy Days.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, we've got psych from all over. This next track out of the UK, a mysterious group. They're called the Paper Blitz Tissue. one psychedelic pop single, December 1967, on RCA Records, described as being a near gem of a psychedelic track with fluttering and squealing guitars, crunching Who-influenced percussion, and a melody that was both ominous and tuneful. So just the 145 from Paper Blitz Tissue, this is Boy Meets Girl.
And get the feel of a psychedelic wonderland where acid hallucinations take you out beyond yourself.
Look into my eyes and tell me what you see now. Look into my eyes and really look at me now. Take a good look, cause it might be your last. I'm the kind of man who likes it real fast. Think, baby, just how it could be. Take a good look at me, yeah. Look into my eyes and tell me what you see now. The door to my mind doesn't need a key now. It's the kind of thing for you and me. People whose souls are trying to agree. Think, baby, just how it could be. Take a good look at me, yeah. dance on the ground and win in a tree. Think, baby, just how it could be. Take a good look at me, yeah.
Turn on with Phil Gray's Retrospective, your number one source for 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Set of three, UK's Paper Blitz Tissue Boy Meets Girl Top of the Set. Followed by a band called The Fox. Fox, P-H-O-X-X-E. From Eastman, Georgia, I believe. One single, released 1968. Very lo-fi. Track called Look At Me. B-side of that 1968 45. 30 in the set, back to the UK. Picture and information on this band up on our Instagram and Facebook. Go there, give us a like, follow us on Insta. The band, out of the UK, active between 67 and 69, originally known as the Ingos. signed to the label Marmalade and became known as the Blossom Toes. Debut album, We Are Ever So Clean, very quintessentially English psychedelia. And actually, Melody Maker out of the UK gave them a name. After their manager, Giorgio Gemelski, they called them Giorgio Gemelski's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Not a major commercial success at all. We had Blossom Toes with a track called Look At Me, I'm You. But the acetate version with different vocals to the official release.
Retrospect. It'll start getting cooler. You just watch.
Let's go back to the States. Pictured information on this next act up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called the John Howard Abdenor Involvement. So John Howard Abdenor, described as probably owing his brief musical career to the auspices and generosity of his father. John Howard Abdenor Sr. was a well-to-do Fort Worth-based businessman, turned his attention to music and founded Abnac Records. Had some local success with Soul Acts and the Five Americans, financed his son's musical aspirations, resulting in a self-produced LP called Intro to Change. Interesting mix of stuff, from which I've chosen the longest and most interesting track, and I guess the most psych-influenced one. It's called Relaxation. What do you think of this? The John Howard Abdenor Involvement.
Today is the day, tonight is the night. I get so far and turn back around. My mind will snap if not careful and heed the warnings from inside. Snap, I knew it.
Got to have relaxation. It was 10 p.m., Sunset Strip. It had been a long day. My name is Johnny Spots, privateer for Heller Corporation, Hollywood, California. Don't know how it happened, but I found myself in the middle of a psychedelic freakout in a parking lot of the Bank of America. A chick with hair down to her bare feet and a 100-foot stare in a 10-foot room screamed into my ear, "We shall overcome." I said, "Baby, we did."
Myself most would be in the most natural way, as a woman, as a girl, emerging into a woman, by concentration, by breathing exercises.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Papa, take me down.
three tracks from North America. John Howard Abdenor involvement with Relaxation topped that set. Followed it up with the Monocles. They're up on our Instagram and Facebook as well. From Greeley, Colorado. Eventually changed their name to The Higher Elevation. But as the Monocles, they released a 1966 45 on Denko. We had the A-side, Psychedelic, That's Where It's At. Then wrapping the set, from Canada. Lifted this one off a comp called Wild Canada Volume 3 Endless Dream. The band is called The Purple Haze, out of Montreal. Not to be confused with another Canadian band, The Purple Haze, out of Edmonton. This band released the record on the Memphis Sound Records, 1967. The track, a B-side, Love Is Fine. Global Psych, coming up next.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Let's go global, starting off with an act out of Chile. Apparently the first time they sang on radio, they were only 3 years old. They're musical pioneers in Chile with over 20 number one hits. They're known variously as the Carr Twins, or Carlos Carr and Juan Carr, a name that's surely going to get sniggers from our British listeners, Juan Carr. Largely a middle-of-the-road act, but one song piqued my interest. 7-inch promo single, unknown year, but certainly late 60s. This is Carlos Carr and Juan Carr with Tamborine Verde, Green Tambourine.
What it's like to take a trip on an LSD sugar cube.
We'll be right back. Think about nothing for a while.
Retrospect.
Thank you. consciousness, knowledge of one's own existence, the thoughts and feelings of an individual or of an aggregate of people. Man has always been interested in altering consciousness.
Morreram milhões implorando paz. Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais. Olha o sol que já não aquece. Olha o dia que cedo escurece. Sintam quantos gritos de dor. Ouçam, o vento já não sussurra aquela prece de amor. O homem deixou de amar, esqueceu tudo e só pensa em conquistar. Esqueceu-se até de Deus. Semeou-se o ódio e ainda hoje chovem lágrimas no Vietnã. Morreram milhões implorando paz. Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais. Pare um instante só. Pense em tudo que abandonado está. Garanto que largariam suas armas e começariam a se abraçar. E todos, bem unidos então, cantariam um hino de união. Cuidado, mundo! Estamos na véspera da destruição! Morreram milhões implorando paz! Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais!
Global Psychedelia, starting off in Chile with Carlos Carr and Juan Carr, Tamborin Verde, followed by Hell Preachers Inc., psychedelic group out of Germany in the late 60s, a side project of the German Bonds. They had an LP, Supreme Psychedelic Underground, released on Europa in 1968. From that LP, we had a track called Spy in Space. Then French band Les Goths, unreleased for many, many years, recorded 1968 in France. Wasn't released until the label Shadox released it on CD. Very much influenced by Cream and Hendrix, French psychedelic band Les Goths. We had the track Wake Up, then wrapping the set out of Brazil, Ronaldo Soares and Os Five Hotas. From an obscure Brazilian label, Celo Real, five ultra-rare rock and garage records re-released by Groovy Records. So Os Five Hotas, fronted by Ronaldo Soares, eccentric rock made in Brazil in the 60s, Os Five Hotas from Rio de Janeiro, and Ronaldo Soares described as a crazy guy that made something that could have been taken from Kim Fowley's archives. So Ronaldo Soares e Os Five Hotas, Vespera da Destruzio, out of Brazil. Some crazy global psychedelia. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah. Well, here's an act and an album that I've been sitting on for a while. We'll give you one track. If you stick around long enough, I'm sure there'll be more tracks when we finally get to our third Psychedelic September. The band and the album, Popera Cosmic, helped shape the French psychedelic direction that would follow. So described as France's first dedicated psychedelic album, spearheaded by François Wertheimer, and based on an embryonic concept co-conspired by a teenage Jean-Michel Jarre. Released and then very quickly deleted in 1969, elements of cosmic funk, and I suppose disco. The LP includes the first instrumentals from members of a band called Space Art. It's a fascinating record, so let's check out a track. Popera Cosmic. This is Intriente Metronomique out of France.
Fille va renaître au courbe l'échine, fille va connaître. Algébriques, hystériques et frénétiques, de mécaniques
éclectique, sataniquement cliquetique. Des cheveux chauds, elle marchait nue. Des lambeaux et des loques se fanaient dans les flaques. Et des bulles et des cloques clapaient comme des claques. Ne marchait bien, fille polie pousse à l'époux, car le meilleur des magiciens aurait fauté bien plus tôt.
That's one track from French album Popera Cosmic, 1969 release, and a great addition to this psychedelic episode of Retrospect. Getting towards the end, I'm going to squeeze in one from the Greek Fountains. They're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 5-year career, including supporting Paul Revere and the Raiders and the Animals. Released half a dozen 45s at least, including a cover of I'm Not Your Steppin' Stone and Donovan's Hey Jip. They changed their name to the Greek Fountain Riverfront Band in 1967, but I believe at the time this track was recorded, they were just the Greek Fountains. So here's a B-side, described as one of the most willfully ridiculous pieces of music ever placed on a pop record. Check it out. An experimental terror from the Greek Fountains, seeing out Retrospect this week. I'll follow that up with a little bit of the Small Faces, an alternate take of a really cool Small Faces track. Thanks for joining me once again here on Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray in retrospect. 60s garage punk.
With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.